Next item I have on the agenda is Jeffrey and Monica Shineman, Oyster Planting Ground Application 2018-022. Before we get into this, I note that we have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people that are protesting this. As my former boss would say, please do not repeat what your previous person said, or if you can be as direct and concise as to what your concern is, if you have one, or if you agree, do the same thing. We would greatly appreciate that. Mr. Stagg.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, commissioners.
Good afternoon.
This is an Orchard Bound application by Jeffrey and Monica Shineman. They did request to lease approximately 10 acres of orchard planting ground in Wright's Cove in Northumberland County. Wright's Cove is a tributary of the Cone near the Green section of the Cone River. The project is protested by a number of adjacent highland property owners. Next slide. Here's a topographic map depicting the area. The application is circled in the upper parts of that cove, which is Wright's Cove. The Lee Creek is to the south, and some of those tributaries off to the right out to the Potomac River. Next slide. A little closer view, again, of a topographic map, just depicting the area of the application. Next slide. This aerial view with the application as originally submitted, superimposed. The Shinemans own the property to the north of the lease at the north end of the application, 21745. That is the riparian lease that they obtained earlier this year. When we received this application, we did subject it to our normal public interest review process. We did notify adjacent property owners within Wright's Cove, and also the adjacent leaseholder to the south, as is the standard procedure and required by code. We did receive a number of protests after the public notice ran. Many of those objections include the close proximity of the requested area to some of their properties, potential adverse impacts to property values, navigation concerns, and questions about a commercial operation within a residential area. Also other recreational uses of the area and just the peaceful enjoyment of this general location. Next slide. The public notice did run in March. It was published twice, March 14th and March 21st. And we did send out the letters of notification to the adjacent property owners and leaseholder. But those letters were dated March 8th of 2018, the year their application was received. Due to the backlog, we had some delay in getting this surveyed.
No.
That we did this year, surveyed the area. That prompted some additional protests from some of the landowners. This configuration you see here is the actual area that we surveyed. We did adjust the area some from the original application. The intent of what we adjusted at the time of the survey was to try to address not impacting access to piers, so we did buffer a number of piers and tried to set the corners in a way that should not interfere with access from the piers. Next slide. So this is a slide, again, depicting the original application area, and our attempt, we believe, accurately to depict for the protestants that live along the eastern side of the creek. Property owner to the north, Mr. Smith, have objected and also sent some suggested changes, and I'll cover those later in the presentation. And then the McKissicks, the Harris, and the Geisingers. We did have some concerns of another person even further south and a couple of other residents, which I'm not sure what their property is in location to the applicant. The applicant does own the right side of that spit you see at the north end of the application, but does not own the western side. And that's where you see that pier. That is not their pier. They have a pier that is actually where the riparian lease is, as I understand. when they filled out their use plan questionnaire that was required of all regular leaseholders to fill out, they did indicate that they would use this lease for traditional on-bottom planting, and they did not check the boxes that they would be using cage aquaculture. However, under our current regulations, if the ground's leased, they could put cages on the lease provided they don't cause more than a minimal adverse impact to navigation and meet the other regulatory requirements. We also would note that the lease to the south is an active lease and actually has some mandatory reporting on it from 2012, 16, and 18, and we are not aware of any complaints related to that lease from any of the residents within this code as far as the impact of navigation and access. As with past applications that receive these types of protests, we do understand the use of cages, floats, and nets for shellfish propagation has resulted in increased public awareness of leasing of bottomlands and has highlighted the necessity for comprehensive review of leasing applications requests related to aquaculture activity. Such requests in populated areas and residential areas raised issues regarding public trust lands to include these complex property values, aesthetics, navigation, impacts to other uses, and suitable bottom types. Stewardship of public trust lands while weighing the public and private benefits versus detriments requires a multifaceted review of shellfish applications such as this. Staff evaluates each case on a case-by-case basis, and all comments received are considered under the request. As noted, the applicant has stated their intention to use the area for on-bottom traditional propagation. Did not simply intend to use cages. While this applicant appears to be to us a fairly new to commercial growing of shellfish, since they do own the property nearby, it would appear that this location would make sense to start such an operation. The area does have existing shellfish leases, again to the south and further out into the creek. Additionally, state owned some acreage bottomlands and tidal waters have traditionally been used for commercial purposes for shellfish propagation, commercial crabbing, and commercial fixed fishing devices, often in areas where there is residential development. State considers each shellfish application individually and any associated impacts when reviewing such applications to include impacts to nearby properties. Next slide. Again, this is the surveyed area, slightly different from what you saw just previously, an application area. Carving out some additional areas around the piers. Next slide. I'm going to show you four slides now. The first two are pictures sent by the protestant Smith family, which was more than most of the protestants. They asked that these be reviewed and made part of the record, and they'll be available if they speak, if they want to reference anything within these photos. This is just a general shot of the creek. Next slide. This is also one I believe is somewhat dated, but again, just a shot of the creek. I'll let them comment on what this photo means to them. Next slide. This is the actual survey. We'll skip that a minute and go to the next two photos, which I had to add today because it just came in. Oops. There are two more photos. Should have showed up. I don't know why they're not there. Checked this earlier. But anyway, let's go on to the plat. Let's see if we can rectify that in a second. Go to the next slide. Other way. There you go. So the Smiths own the property that's east of corners 17, 16, and 15. We are recommending approval of what you see here. However, the commission may want to consider, based on the Smith suggestions and possible testimony, they requested that that area not be leased. And as a compromise, we would say, to the commission being appropriate, that we would just cut off the area 15, 16, and just start at 17 and go across to 14, and then go counterclockwise to the west, which would eliminate that area right in the code next to this property. The other areas you see that are offshore are to accommodate existing piers. The applicant has indicated that they, you know, they did want to lease as much area in there as possible, and that the nearshore area was probably as good or better than some of the center of the creek, which might be softer bottom. So therefore, after careful review of the application and considering all the factors of the code, 28.2607 and 28.2125A of the Code of Virginia, which include considering the impacts to the nearby properties and the potential impacts of leasing this for shellfish propagation, we conclude this area is appropriate. We do recommend approval of leasing of 8.9 acres as shown in this plat, unless the commission deems some modifications is warranted within the rights code of Northumberland County to the applicants, Jeffrey and Monica Center. After my presentation, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I will see if I can pull up those OT photos and reinsert them, and maybe Mike can bring that back up.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg by members of staff? Thank you. Is the applicant present or representative? I have Mr. Jeffrey Shinneman or Mrs. Shinneman applicants. Is one or whomever going to speak present? Mrs. Shinneman?
That's Monica Shinneman.
Yes,
ma'am. Sir. Hello. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Wonderful. Would you like me to begin?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So thank you so much. The four areas of concern that we would like to address, one being navigation, two being noise, three being property value, and four being commercial and residential area. Those are the four areas that I'd like to address at the moment. Number one, in regard to navigation, we will not be blocking anyone from navigating in and out of the creek or cove for several reasons. First, we have to be able to get in and out of the cove. We're at the head of the cove, past those who have concerns. When we started this process, we worked closely with Royce Bridger and Chris Myers to make sure that we stayed a respectable distance from docks. And third, and you already know this, but the Virginia Marine Resources Commission does not allow those who lease to block navigation. Fourth on this subject, we're not using cages. We just want to work the bottom as indicated in our application. I realize saying this does not change the law or the right to use cages, but again, the Resource Commission is not going to allow that to happen anyway. The next thing I'd like to address second is noise. There will be no noise. We have a very quiet combo, a 60-horsepower Yamaha four-stroke, 24-foot boat. If you stand in the front of the boat, you can't not even hear it run. Matter of fact, you can stand on the dock and forget that you even had it running. Third, property value. This concern leaves me a little perplexed considering the houses in our area are selling as soon as they hit the market, if not before they hit the market. I help a realtor friend of mine from time to time, and she could sell waterfront houses over and over again. She has more buyers than she has houses for sale in areas where leases are already active. Matter of fact, it's hard to find an area that's not leased. The fourth would be the commercial and residential area. We pay the state of Virginia to work the commercial waterways, be it to crab, fish, or oyster. We're working the water, not the land. So I guess in wrapping this up, in closing, you know, I'd like to say to my neighbors and to the commissioner the following. For the past few years, I've had the privilege of working on many project situations with many different people with different understanding of how the commercial industry works. I understand that people fear the unknown when they're not completely educated on a process. We have a great friendly relationship with most of our neighbors, and we want the same with all. We have six of our neighbors that are completely fine with what we're doing in that same area. And if you want to count two per household, that'd be 12. You know, my husband has returned Mr. Harris's lift covers after storms, you know, just being a good neighbor. This is prior to all this. When we first moved in, my husband and I had a friendly relationship with Mr. McKessick, one that we felt that we could stop by the dock and say hello. But I feel like someone has given Mr. McKessick some misinformation, causing him to call the Marine Police. We had a visit from Officer Rose and tried to inform Mr. McKessick to help him understand. We went from a friendly hello to Mr. McKessick yelling out abusive language and cursing at my husband, which seems to be stemming from misinformation. I understand there's some urban myths out there about what we plan on doing, but I can assure you it's just simple as wanting to work the bottom of the water. Prior to these events, Commission, I tried to reach out to Mr. McKessick, but he didn't answer the door, and I kind of understand why. You know, we're in some different times. Miss Barbara came on the property looking around, talking to my neighbors. She passed, but she didn't offer to stop or talk to me. But, you know, all in all, we don't harbor any ill feelings. And in my time spent as the president of the Potomac River Working Watermen's president, my time helping riverkeepers keep the Potomac River clean, the time I've spent with the Virginia Watermen's Association doing the Seafood Week, has really opened my eyes to the lack of knowing the details and how a spark of misinformed intention really goes a long way. It's important to educate people, to make better relationships. I understand that. And I guess finally, you know, what really sparked our interest in doing this when we bought the property, and we actually own two up in that creek. We bought the other dock that you didn't see included. Our friend and marina owner, Jeff Stonehill, really sparked our interest in doing this oyster leasing aquaculture after describing some of the classes he went to and tours he went on and different conferences. And, you know, we all know oysters are good for cleaning our waters and the ecosystem, and he encouraged us to do this. I want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of the ecosystem and cleaning up the water. That would improve property values, not decline them. We're not looking to harm our neighbors, navigation, property value, or create any type of noise. And that's really my position on that, and I hope everyone understands.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Much appreciated. Any questions by members of the commission, by Ms. for Ms. Shinneman? I'm sorry? Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Shinneman? Thank you. I have Mr. Jeff. I'm sorry?
Mr. Ben, I hopefully Mike has reloaded this. It has the two photos in it. Yes, those are the two photos. And let me just briefly just say a little bit about them before you begin with the protest. This is from another, these two are from another protestant we just received, Eileen Sklar. Who was just mentioned by the gentleman. And I'll let them address these photos. They're both of the uplands, so I don't think they're in our jurisdiction, but they may want to comment. You can go to the next slide. They both show the shed, which is on the gentleman property. With that, I go back to the plat and then continue with the protest. Thank you.
Could we go back to the picture of the lease on the water that had the location of the property owners. Can you do that for me, Mr. Stagg? The slide. I thought you had one that had the property owners, the adjacent property owners. That's what I'd like to have right there. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Stonehill, you present? Like to speak? Okay, Mr. Stonehill, proceed, please. Mr. Jeffrey Stonehill.
Is this a different program that we used before?
No, he's from.
Mr. Stonehill.
How about now?
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
Okay. Technology. It had to take me a minute to get there. Commissioner Bowen and the rest of the staff and commissioners, I'm warning. Just wanted to give my support to this project. I've known the Cinnamon for 15 or 20 years, and they are great stewards of the water. And Monica, she's known on the street, and Jeff as well. Great commercial folks, really big into the environment. I know they will do a wonderful job here with this oyster.
Also been to the property as well. It's well off the road, way up a creek. You cannot see it from the road. It's in a beautiful area. And I've talked to them numerous times about doing this, as Captain Monica referred to before. Jeff has also worked out of a marina here that I own up in King George as a commercial fisherman. He's always been very respectful, very clean, very neat and tidy. He's one of the really good ones. Some of the issues that I had heard, if they were talking about noise, as Monica said, you know, four-stroke outboard engines make very little noise. I'm on the water and I use them every day. And as she said, there are times that you can forget they're even running. Property values, land, you know, an adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons per water per day, cleaning up the water. And the water down there in the Cone River and the Glebe and everything is very clear due to, well, a number of things, probably all the oysters that are there. So they would, I would imagine they would filter out the water and improve water value. And, you know, the commercial fishing, there's, you know, that whole area down there is full of commercial fishermen, and, you know, it's a great thing that they're doing down there. Hazards to the navigation, as Monica pointed out, there are none. And if the oysters are creating a navigational issue for you, you're in the wrong place. So I am full in support of them. I know they will do a great job. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stonehill. Any questions for Mr. Stonehill? Thank you. Is there anyone else in support of this project that wishes to be heard? Is anyone in opposition? I can start with the list, and that's what I will do. And then after that, if you wish to be heard, we will check. Patrick or Margaret Smith?
I have two questions for Monica.
Madam, no, ma'am, that's not the way this hearing runs. You need to speak directly to the commission. You need to speak to the commission. What's your position?
I'd like to know where they live. I don't have an address for them.
Is this?
They live on Parkin Street.
Is this Ms. Margaret Smith?
This is Margaret Smith. It's Air Little Creek that they got this one little pier on that they say that they're going to exempt us from the lease. But that's the pier they run their boats out of because their property is right behind it if their address is 143 Hardy Lane.
Ms. Shineman, what's your address if you're there? Ms. Shineman, what's your address?
Can you hear me? Commissioner Bowman, can you hear me?
I can, please.
Okay. We have several addresses. We have several homes. We live, right now at 140 Church Lane. We also have a home there on 326 Harding Lane. The, property that she is asking me.
Yes. Good.
The property that she is in regard to, we do not have a home there. We do have the barn, which I'm not quite sure why that's in the picture because that has nothing to do with this conversation or this, you know, oyster that we're trying to do. That is simply an area that we have for storage of many of our items, and that's that. I mean,
okay,
that's property.
That's all I need to know. All I need to know is your addresses. Thank you. Ms. Smith, do you have further questions?
Yes. These two addresses are only about 50 feet apart. The barn will be built, is probably built so they could open a business.
Ma'am, that's speculative. And also that barn is in the upland, well out of the jurisdiction of the Marine Resources Commission. We will not be dealing with upland issues. Continue.
It's the pier.
Okay, what about it?
they're going to be running boats out of that pier in our little creek. No, she said they won't put any cages in there, but they'll be running the creek.
Ma'am, anybody that wants to run that creek can run that creek.
Commercial.
Anyone commercial that wants to run that creek can run that creek. Did you have any more, anything else, Ms. Smith?
The dock you didn't see, the dock you didn't see is around the bend. Do they intend on using that dock?
Ma'am, I don't know.
Well, can anyone ask them? Did anyone
What is the relevance to the question?
Well, I'd like to know where you're putting your boats in.
Ma'am, that is, hold on a second. I'm going to get control of this hearing right now. Ms. Smith, direct your question to the commission or cease your questioning.
All right. I evidently can't get it right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Next is Eileen Sklar.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. Yes. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine.
Yes.
We live at 540 Doctors Point Road, and we have owned our home for 24 years and chose this home based on its location, the narrow curb, and the pristine natural environment. Before I go on, I want to correct a couple of things that Monica Shaneman said. My partner, Bruce McKissick, and I have lived here, as I said, for 24 years. We have never met the Shanemans. Bruce has never met her. If she says she came to our home and nobody answered the door, we are not aware of that.
Okay, thank you.
We have been, about this whole process, apparently the Shanemans applied for this in 2018. The only person that got notification of this application were the Smiths. They live in Richmond. We never received any notification at all. Had we received it, we would have protested then and there. We were not officially notified that this application was even received by the state, by the VRMC, until July of this year, July of 2020. And when I had talked, apparently this hearing was scheduled prior to today, that initially it was scheduled sometime before, and it's only through the Smiths calling us to tell us that they received notice of a hearing that we knew about this at all.
Okay.
I then went around. Now, it was like 90-some degrees, and I had just had major hand surgery, but I went around to all the area houses to see if anyone had been notified back in 2018. No one had.
Ma'am, I understand that, but you're here today at the hearing with the opportunity to oppose this matter. If you've got some concerns about the hearing process, you're more than welcome to give me a call. I'll discuss it after I research it. But the matter here before the commission deals with your objection to their lease today.
All right, here goes. The area that they want to lease is a seasonally condemned area. And I don't understand if they have never had an oyster lease before, why they would want to have this lease in the seasonally condemned area, which means they cannot harvest between, I believe it's April and October. And it's my understanding that in order to do that, they would have to move the oysters to clean water and then harvest them. I have no faith in them that they would even do this. I also have no faith in their saying that they will not, that they will put up, that they will not put up markers. Judging from the way they put their crab pots out, and there must be 100 of them, I can't, boats cannot come in and out of here with their crab pots. So what's to, no one will be monitoring there, if they have poles out. This is a residential area. For generations, people have enjoyed this area. Multi-generations. People kayak here, they jet ski here, and back in our little cove, one of the residents even has a beach where they launch their kayaks. The original proposal of the Shenemans completely blocked access from the Smiths to their water. To the water. Their lease application was up to their property line. And it also is up to our property line around the curve. We're on a point. We're on a peninsula. And we have 400 feet of waterfront. And I would say, with the exception of the area around the pier, they plan to put oysters there. It is very shallow. Oftentimes you see the bottom of the water. And as far as property values, yes, it does affect a property value. Had we been looking for this home and saw all these oyster markers, we would not have bought it. I spent 25 years at Johns Hopkins in international health and infectious diseases and public health. I can tell you that we do not want the oyster harvesting business in our area. This is my home. I worked very hard for many, many years to be able to buy this property, for Bruce and I to buy this property. And there is an old saying, NIMBY, not in my backyard. Well, this, if you look at where the Shenemans' homes are, none of their homes are here in this cove. We are committed to follow this as far as we can take it.
Well, ma'am,
we do not want them here.
Yeah, well, you have that right. But when you start talking about the Shenemans' home not being there, it almost is indicating that those waters that are out there are specifically owned by.
The point is that this is going to be in my front yard. It's not going to be in their front yard. That's the only point I was making.
I understand. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks. Bruce McKissick? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes, sir. Did you wish to...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just... We're just having some technical stuff back and forth. So please go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Okay. I was going to say a whole lot of different things, but after the way this woman lied to you and everybody else about what I did and what I said, I raised hell with him one time and told him to slow his boat down. And that's the only time I've ever talked to him. And her, I wouldn't know her if she walked in the door, let alone knock on ours. She flat out lied about what I did.
All right, sir.
It makes us wonder what else they.
Okay, ma'am, I have to have one at the time for.
Yeah, and we talked to one of the other neighbors that we, not one that's in this group, and we were asking the guy about come meeting with us, and he said it's no sense because Mr. Schuderman told him down in Lewisetta that it was a done deal.
I've got myself and eight other people here that I can assure you that nothing that comes before this commission is a done deal. So I don't know how that information got out. Well, you go back and ask the person to come see me, and we'll discuss how he was told, because I'd like to know how he's in my mind and knows what I'm going to decide. Anyway, look, this, ma'am. Okay. Okay. All right. Any questions from members of the commission for Ms. Sklar or Mr. McKissick or Ms. Smith? Any members of the commission? All right. Thank you. I have Barbara Brecher or Breacher. Okay. Michael Geisinger. Okay. Okay, Ms. Harris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Would you like to address the commission, please?
I would, thank you,
sir. Yes, ma'am.
My husband and I own two adjacent properties on Doctors Point Road,
okay.
664, 732. My husband wrote a letter to Mr. Stagg, as I did as well. I hope that those are part of the record. If not, I would like to read them into the record.
They are part of the record. Yep.
So I have some. I appreciate Monica's comments. That was helpful information, but I would really like some additional information about the plans for this little cove. One question I have is more for the commission, and that is, if the lease is granted as requested, does the commission then lose any control over what operations ensue? I mean, once the lease is granted, is that it? There's no monitoring. There's no confirmation that folks are doing what they said they were going to do.
No, ma'am, that's not true. The seafood industry, shellfish specifically in the Commonwealth of Virginia, is a heavily regulated industry. It is managed, our oversight is managed by our law enforcement division in conjunction with the United States Food and Drug Administration. We're audited every year by the Food and Drug Administration to assert or determine whether we're doing our job right. We continue to get extremely good reports and extremely good evaluations as far as our monitoring is concerned from the Food and Drug Administration and the Virginia Department of Health. In fact, our scenario has been used as an example for other states. Now, when it gets us to the commission, as far as the bottom is concerned, no, we cannot, at this juncture, prevent the Shinnimans from using bottom cages as far as this area is concerned. That being said, the regulation is very specific, that if the cages become a problem as far as navigation is concerned or health and safety are concerned, we have the authority to go in there and ask the Shinnimans to remove the cages. So, That's a pretty significant amount of oversight, and when we get a complaint, I can assure you we'll be the first there to take a look at it and see what's going on should this area be leased.
Thank you very much for addressing that.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that a four-stroke engine is on the quiet side, and that's wonderful. My concern about noise is not so much the small boats. It's the harvesting and or processing operation. I'm wondering how these oysters will be harvested and where they will be processed. Will they be taken ashore in our cove, or are they going out toward Lewisetta to be processed?
Well, ma'am, I can only comment from a commission's perspective of what happens in the subaqueous bottoms of the Commonwealth of Virginia. What they do once it gets above the high water mark, I don't know. That we've had that case before many, many years ago in the Gloucester area and York area and places like that, and it's been determined that that is an upland issue, much like the pictures that we saw a little while ago. We have no jurisdiction over that. If it's a noise issue, the noise issue then comes under the noise ordinances of the county or city in which you're residing. So we have no control over the noise once it gets beyond the low water mark. Now, out there, one can deduce that there may be some noise or some whatever associated with anything, whether you're out there fishing or whether you're out there boating or whatever you're doing, there may be some noise. But as far as upland, I can't promise you one thing or the other as far as that's concerned. And I do not know where the Shinnimans intend to take their oysters, and that could probably change from day to day.
Another issue that I would like, if possible, to have Mr. Myers address is the issue that was raised earlier regarding the lack of notice in this particular case of this application.
Mr. Stagg, can you, that's come up a couple times. Can you do me a favor and help me out just a little bit?
Yes, sir. I apologize for not mentioning this during the evaluation. We did discover, like I'm saying this, and we got calls because when the flags went up, I think some of the people in the creek realized something was happening. We did send these notifications back in March of 2018. We did not discover until this year, after we had staked it and we got calls, that apparently virtually all those letters were never delivered. And we tried to research that and found that we sent these certified, but we never got the certification back either way. And we attempted to contact the post office, and it appeared that these were never delivered. We delivered them to the post office, but they were never delivered. However, saying that, once we found that out, we did attempt to notify all the relevant property owners this year so that they would know. By that time, people were calling each other anyway and were emailing us. So then we had either email addresses or actual addresses that we could notify. So most of these people I started corresponding with by email. Including the meeting today. Only the Smiths, I think, didn't have an email address. So that did happen. We tried to rectify that. Obviously, would not take any action on it until we were certain that we had tried to follow what the Code of Virginia requires. So that was that anomaly. And one other issue about just being conditionally closed, that was correct, but we do lease ground that's conditionally open and closed. And it would be open certain times of the year to direct harvest. Other times, if they were harvested, they'd have to be relayed, which we have a program to do. It's regulated, as you know, by our Marine Patrol, and a permit's required, and a fee is involved. So that's to clarify that issue. So those are the two issues I wanted to clarify real quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. I will tell you this. I also sit on the Potomac River Fisheries Commission, and I've never seen such abhorrent mail service. We have individuals that come in there and tell us time and time and time again they never got the mail. And, you know, after a while I get to, and Dr. Neal sits on there with me, Mr. Franson's on there with me, and I sometimes shake my head and wonder, is it real or is it not real? But by virtue of what I'm hearing tonight, it's obviously pretty real. So that's the answer to that question, ma'am.
Just to clarify further, I did a lot of research on this, and so when you send a certified mail, it gets a tracking number that we know about right away when we do it. It's done internally with us because it's all done online. We know that they get the tracking number and went to the post office. What we couldn't ever figure out is why they never were delivered. It clearly said that the post office they were not, but we sent it to the post office. They had the tracking number. The post office had it. But apparently they never delivered it. So I don't really know what happened, but that's all I can tell you about it. So, but we did try to rectify that once we knew that was the case.
Okay. Ms. Harris, further questions?
Yes, I'd just like to say that I think everyone is in favor of healthy waterways. Everyone is in favor of having oysters return the numbers that they traditionally were before we devastated them. That's not the issue. It's more a matter, in my opinion, of what's the right location for this kind of project. And again, looking at the photos, the aerials, the schematics, this cove is small and tucked away. It's a little cul-de-sac. And I am concerned about the amount of commercial activity that we have now, but we're all getting along. I'm afraid that this is a step down a slippery slope. I hope that the Shinnimans will stay true to their word as far as their intentions regarding the cove, the lack of noise. I wonder how they will harvest. these oysters if they're not in cages? Does that mean dredging? How much does that disturb the bottom? These are questions I have that maybe some of the other staff could address.
Ms. Schoeneman, how do you plan on, or are you going to do on bottom aquaculture? What are you going to, what device are you going to use? What are you going to use the harvest them with?
Hand tong.
Hand tong.
Just hand tongs, yeah. Just regular old scissor tongs.
So, thank you for that.
Yep.
Thank you for that clarification. So I have oysters growing around the dock at 732 as well as 664. How do I know where the line is between what's my oyster and what's their oyster?
Well, Mr. Stagg, I'll let you answer that.
Well, right now there are no leases in this section of the creek. So right now they're public oysters because it's technically just not public ground in the sense that it's designated public ground, but it's unleased ground, which makes it de facto public ground. Certainly anyone along the shoreline recreationally could harvest during the open season when it's not conditionally closed, up to a bushel of oysters for recreational use. If this ground is leased, then any oysters that are on the lease footprint will then become property of the leaseholder. And, of course, the lease is supposed to be staked if it's being actively used, so the markers should be in place. And if you're a landowner, you should not encroach into the lease and take oysters off of it if it's properly marked.
Thank you. I do have a picture, and of course the picture that's on the screen now I can see, but I don't know where our property is in relation to that. Perhaps the Shinnemans know. Is there a cutout of sorts for our dock area on the two properties we have, Karen's property as well as our property at 732?
Well, this is the best I could do from the land records, this picture with the names. I believe that right where the word Harris is, there is a house, and that's one of those properties, I believe. What we try to do, that pier that is just offshore of that, which is north of it, we did stay off of that, you know, to try to honor access to that pier. If you own further to the north, where the lease does go in between those piers, where the word application 2018-22 is, and it's not surveyed exactly like that, that's the application area. We'd have to go to a different slide. But, you know, one thing the commission could consider is not leasing. There you go. That's the survey area you see now. And so in between those two piers at the southern end there on the right side, one option the commission could deem not leasing that little rectangle and just go to the two offshore points, similar to the suggestion I made about the Smiths area, but maybe we just don't. The commission would more lease right up against the shoreline there. So those are options that could be modified, and we can make a new flat. But in creeks like this where people want to go near the shore, we survey it that way, and this is the result. Sometimes we get protested by landowners, sometimes it doesn't. So that is an option, and this is the current survey that we did, and we did buffer around people's piers.
So the option that you just mentioned, how do I go about suggesting that or requesting that?
Well, I think I suggested you can certainly, we go to the plat, Mike, we go to the, there. So the area we're talking about, I think, is there's a pier south of 2122, so we buffered that. There's a pier north of corners 19 and 20, so, and I believe your property is due east of 2021, or your properties, possibly. So we could go from 23 to 22 to 19 and then north. And if it's this, we go from 17 to 14, and that would eliminate the area right in that cone that's next to their property. So those are options that are certainly you can request, and it'll be up to the commission whether they want to lease this as surveyed, modified, or not lease it at all.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg.
Thank you. I would like to ask for that modification.
Well, that's, it's, okay, you can. Okay, Your request has been so noted, and we will bring that before the commission at the time they make a decision. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I appreciate
your
time.
Yes, ma'am. Sir John Harris.
Passed away about 4 weeks ago. I'm sad to say.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. I still have him on the list as a protest. My condolences for certain.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Judith Nichols. Judith Nichols. Is there anyone else in opposition to this project? We're unmuted. Is there anyone else in opposition to this project?
So this is the Tall Tags of ASMFC.
No. We're not talking about Tall Talk Tags of ASMFC. We are on a Oyster case still. Is there anyone in opposition to the Shinneman's Oyster case? Thank you. Ms. Shinneman, you have an opportunity for 3 minutes to rebut.
Okay, I'm Commissioner Bowman.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so in answer to Ms. Harris' question, she is not in the 2021 area. She actually has where 23 is. Her property is in that area that we have way cut away from. She's actually got a property on the application that we have and a property that is actually in the already acquired application of Mr. Harding. So she kind of borders two different leases.
Okay.
So we are well away from, Ms. Harris, we are well away from your location. I can promise you that. As far as going, taking that 2021 away, that would be really difficult for us because that would be one area that we would be able to be successful at per some experts in the field. So I'd hate to lose that due to just, it's kind of, it looks big, but it's kind of minimal what we're going to be able to do, quite honestly. To address the situation of us not having a home in that location, in that cove, that is incorrect. We do have a location in that home. We have two homes and a property. We have a home in Lewisetta and a home up in Doctor's Point also, plus the barn. So we live up in the little cove that's probably where you see 9 and 10. We have a home there with a pier. You know, I'm sorry that the people didn't get their notifications. That might have something to do with not being full-time residences. I don't know about that. But anyway, we're here today, like you mentioned before. So I would like to address the situation of Jeff saying it is a done deal. We have been to many, many commission meetings over the years, and we are well aware that nothing is done until it is done. And things can change at the blink of an eye. So that would be completely incorrect. We are well experienced in situations. So I'm sorry that this has seemed to become a attack of our character and what we intend to do, but we really just want to be good stewards, good neighbors, work the bottom with hand tongs, and that's simply the case.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Shinneman by members of the commission?
I have a question, Ed Tankard.
Mr. Tankard, proceed, please, sir.
As was mentioned earlier, this is a bottom that's closed, and so thus you would have to relay. What are your plans for that, Ms. Shinneman?
Well, as far as relaying, we have some options where we can take them to as far as the relay is concerned. I don't know that we would try to even, you know, it's not our intention to try to harvest them during that time period. We would just really do it during open season.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Tankard,
you're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Tankard, we've not been a real fan of relay either because it's very labor intensive on the Marine police officers, and you know, a lot of outlets sometimes won't take them during relay. So, yeah, just to follow up on that response. Any further questions of Ms. Shinneman? Okay. Seeing none, the matter's before the commission for discussion and action.
Chad Ballard, I certainly appreciate some of the protestants' comments. Certainly understand the fear of the unknown when something new like this might be occurring right in your backyard. But it sounds to me like the applicant has a good plan laid out that will be minimally invasive. And I, after evaluating all sides and all the merits in the Code of Virginia, I support the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard to support staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Mr. France.
Second.
Was that Lusk or France? I could get both at the same time.
Mr. France, I have a question. I will second.
Okay, seconded by Mr. France.
But I have a question for staff.
Okay.
My question would be, is there any history of this ever being before?
I couldn't understand. You broke up, Mr. France.
Just a second.
The question was, has this been leased before? Is that the question?
Has this ever been leased?
I don't believe there's been a lease up in this part of the code before, but I can't say that unequivocally, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Further questions? Call the question. Mr. France.
Aye.
Mr. Tankard.
No.
Mr. Zedrin's absent. Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard.
Aye.
Mr. Minor. Mr. Minor. Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Mr. Minor? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much for your debate, discussion, and information. It's greatly appreciated.